兄姊妹平安。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
係咧，今日我哋一齊嚟有機會去敬拜我哋至高至善嘅上帝咧。
Today we have the chance to come and worship our great God.
去領受從神所賜下嘅聖言。
To receive what God has given us.
去得著生命同埋生活嘅指引。去得著我哋生活同埋生命嘅指引。
To get
the life guidance.
To get guidance in life from the Bible.
實在係何等大嘅福氣。
It is such a great blessing indeed.
今日我都會同大家講解聖經中關於奉獻嘅教導。
Today we will speak about tithing in the Bible.
事實上咧，好多即係唔少嘅資深嘅牧者咧，都會勸導嗰啲後輩嘅牧者咧，去處理金錢奉獻嘅講道嘅時候咧，係要格外嘅謹慎。
A lot of experienced pastors always advise the younger pastors to find somebody else to speak about tithing, and must be very careful about it.
因為避免惹嚟會有嘅誤會。
To try and avoid any misunderstanding.
所以咧，有啲教會牧者咧會請其他教會嘅牧者去到自己嘅教會咧去講呢個題目。
So some pastors will try and invite other pastors from another church to try and speak on this topic.
即使可能佢哋覺得唔係好啱聽。
Even though it might be very uncomfortable.
亦都只係覺得其他教會嘅講員令佢覺得唔啱聽。
So that this uncomfortable blame will fall on the other pastor.
讓自己嘅日子好過啲。
And it will make life easier for the church pastor.
所以喺我當中嘅 Simon Way 傳道。
So among us, we have Pastor Simon.
他在愛丁堡大學修讀的神學博士課程就來完成了。
He is going to complete his studies in theology PhD.
他就來要離開我們了。
And he's going to go back home.
他為人也不是很計較的。
And he's very easygoing.
很喜歡幫助人。
And he enjoys helping people.
所以我請他來講這個題目就真的最適合不過了。
So actually it is very suitable to invite him to come and speak about this topic.
或者請 Destiny 教會的牧者來講一樣都是可以避免一些出現的難處。
Or we could invite somebody from Destiny Church to try and speak about this.
相信他都會很樂意接受我的邀請的。
And they will be very happy to take this invitation.
但是既然奉獻是主耶穌所重視的。
But since tithing is what God placed importance on.
也都奉獻是基督徒的權利和責任。
And tithing is a Christian's privilege and responsibility.
我實在喺當中係冇充分嘅理由去對呢個題目避而不談。
Pastor Ian says that he doesn't really have any reason to avoid this topic.
所以我哋都能夠去切實嘅遵行主嘅吩咐。
So let us try and follow God's teaching.
去領受主俾我哋屬天嘅福氣。
To receive God's blessing for us.
在美國有一個研究的中心，他訪問了大概有1000位18歲以上的成年人。
There is a research group in USA, it's called the Barna Research Group. They have surveyed about 1,000 adults aged 18 and above.
他那個調查結果呢，發現原來在當中有的當中的基督徒呢，是不足十分之一呢，是有在過去的一年向教會呢來到去進行十一奉獻。
Their findings show that among the Christians there, less than 10% actually give any tithing to the church.
這個調查結果的當中呢，數字反映了實際上不單止是那個基督徒奉獻的數字是偏低之外呢。
So this survey shows that not only are these numbers very very small,
也都可能反映了有一部分的基督徒呢對十一奉獻有一些誤解。
But also that some of the Christians might have some misunderstanding towards tithing.
因為十一奉獻只不過是舊約聖經的律法。
They think that Christian tithing is something of the Old Testament.
到了我們現在身處的新約的恩典時代已經不太適用了。
And now in our New Testament, in this generation of grace, it is not very suitable.
所以我們只是可以，只是去，各人去隨自己的心意，甘心樂意去奉獻就可以了。
So we just give as we feel like it, and that's okay.
無論你奉獻 1% 的收入好，
whether it is 1% of your income,
5% 好，
5%,
10% 好，
or 10%,
50% 都好，
or even 50%,
我們都沒必要去嚴格去遵守這個十一奉獻的。
There is no strict guidelines to obey this guiding.
到底呢个讲法系咪完全嘅正确咧
？So which is the correct way？
喺马可福音头先我读到嘅经文十二章四十一到四十四节嗰度睇到。
In Mark chapter 12, verse 41 to 44, we saw.
主耶稣好重视人有冇履行奉献。
The Lord actually is very whether we give tithing, the Lord will be very pleased.
甘心乐意嘅奉献系神所喜悦嘅。
Christian tithing from the heart is what pleases the Lord.
就好似旧约圣经嗰啲以色列人可以许愿做拿细人一样，都系出于甘心乐意。
Just like how the Israelites in the Old Testament wanted to make a sacrifice for the Lord to be a Nazirite, it is from the heart.
甘心乐意实在系比单单去履行责任嘅层次更加高。
If something comes from the heart, it is much better than if you are just following some rules or regulations.
发自内心嘅表达的确系比勉强去执行更加理想嘅。
Coming from the heart is better than just forcing somebody to do something.
就好似喺我当中有啲父母，我哋都有我哋嘅儿女。
Just like among us, some of us have children.
如果佢哋自发去努力读书嘅话咧
，If they go and study on their own，
咁我真系好开心嘅。
Then the parents will be very happy.
但如果我见到有啲我哋嘅仔、我哋子女，如果系要次次都要经过多番催促之后咧，佢先至揦口揦面、好苦口苦面咁样嚟到去履行呢个读书嘅责任咧
？But if our children only after a lot of nagging and scolding, then they put a long face and then they go into their room to study.
前者咧一定会更加容易得到父母嘅欢心。
Of course, the first situation will please their parents even more.
如果你仔女唔肯读书嘅话，你估我哋作为父母嘅会唔会就咁由得佢就算咧
？But on the other hand, if your child doesn't really want to study, do you think you as a parent would just leave it as it is?
事实上，耶稣基督嘅侍奉嘅生活系非常之忙碌嘅。
Actually, the Jesus' life in service was very busy when he was on earth.
佢有时连食饭嘅时间都冇。
Sometimes he didn't even have time to eat.
三文治嘅时间都冇。
No time for a sandwich.
喺今次呢段经文度记载，耶稣竟然暂时佢唔讲道。
In this verse, Jesus temporarily didn't go give any lectures.
亦都冇传福音。
He didn't share the gospel.
他又冇去医病喎。
He didn't go and heal anybody.
亦都冇去退休去祈祷。
He didn't go for a prayer retreat.
佢用佢宝贵嘅时间喺圣殿里边坐喺度。
He used his precious time to sit in the temple.
佢坐去做乜嘢咧？
So what was he doing?
系咪冇咩做咁是但坐下啦咁样
？Did he have nothing to do and just sit around?
主耶稣佢特登去圣殿去坐喺度嘅，系有目的嘅。
Jesus actually went to the temple on purpose and to sit there on purpose.
就系睇下人奉献嘅情况。
He wanted to see how people were giving.
好关心人嘅奉献嘅实践。
They were concerned. He was concerned about people's tithing.
大家如果你唔系好关心你想支持嘅球队，譬如曼联或者纽卡素，你唔会关心佢哋比赛结果嘅。
If you are not concerned about something, for example, if you are not concerned about Manchester or Newcastle, you will not be concerned about their results at the end of the day.
同樣，你如果唔係好關心白流長嘅跨欄嘅表現，你都唔會特登去睇下佢嗰個嘅比賽結果。
In the same way, if you are not concerned about Liu Xiang's hurdles performance, you will not go and watch the match.
各位親愛的肢體。各位親愛之體
，Oh, dear brothers and sisters，
我哋唔好誤以為咧，奉獻係無關痛癢或者無可有可無嘅事情。
Let us not think that Christian tithing is nothing to do with suffering or it is just optional。
主耶穌實在關心我哋有冇奉獻。
God is very concerned about whether we give Christian tithing or not。
求主幫助我哋，求主幫助我哋。
May Lord help us。
我哋喺奉献嘅事情上面去忠心。
That we can be faithful in our Christian tithing。
原来主耶稣唔单止系关心人有冇奉献。
God is not only concerned if His people tithe。
同时都好关心人对神嗰奉献嘅金额系几多。
He is also concerned about how much was actually given。
神到底要我哋奉献几多先会令到佢觉得开心咧
？So how much do we need to give to make for it to be satisfactory？
我哋睇经文里面，无论嗰个穷寡妇奉献咗两个小钱都，或者嗰个财主放咗好多嘅钱都好啦，主耶稣都一清二楚。
In the Bible, whether the poor widow gave only two copper coins or the rich gave a lot of money, Jesus was very clear about it.
全能嘅主佢唔单止知道人嗰个嘅奉献嘅金额有几多。
Our Lord doesn't just know exactly how much we have given.
亦都對人嘅奉獻嘅行動作出一個評價。
But He also judges us based on that.
如果奉獻係即係多或者少係無關重要嘅話，耶穌都唔會特登去叫啲門徒走埋佢面前去聽佢解釋奉獻嘅道理。
If how much we give, whether a lot or very little, is not important, then Jesus would not ask his disciples to come before him and listen to his teachings.
在当中，我见到耶稣对寡妇的奉献作出了一个正面的赞赏。
Jesus praised the example of the poor widow.
我见在当中，在神的眼中，其实当中是神呢很重视人的奉献的表现。
So you can see that Jesus was actually very pleased with how people tithe would make Jesus.
到底人怎樣才可以得到神的稱讚？
So what can we do to please God?
一般人會按實際的你奉獻多少錢，實際金額你貢獻，譬如你奉獻一千的，當然比一百的多，是不是？
Most of us look at absolute numbers. So for example, 1,000 is better than 100.
財主的奉獻自然比個窮的寡婦奉獻更加多。
Naturally, the rich will give more than the poor widow.
他們的奉獻真的有天淵之別。
The difference between their tithing is very big, like the sky and the earth.
聖經形容財主的奉獻好像是說了他奉獻若干的金錢。
In the Bible,
a certain amount.
The rich, according to the Bible, the rich guy only gave a certain amount.
但其實咧喺聖經譯本裏邊都指出咧，其實財主係喺當中係奉獻咗好多錢嘅意思。
But actually, it means that the rich person actually gave a lot of money.
因為一個嘅小錢喺當時嚟講，只不過係一個普通人嘅一日嘅平均嘅收入嘅64%啫。
At that time, the little one copper coin is about 1/64 of the average earnings of a day.
在英國的最低工資，我係好似係係咪五磅啊？
So for example, the minimum wage in England is about £5 to £6.
六磅啦，可能係講緊。
Maybe £6.
如果以一個人普通人一日賺取64英磅嚟計
，So for example, if one person earns £64 a day，
咁嗰個窮寡婦喺今日如果佢奉獻嘅話咧，佢可能奉獻係講緊係1至2磅左右嘅金錢。
So the poor widow actually would, in today's terms, would actually only give about £1 to £2.
一兩磅係好少錢係嘛？
£1 to £2, it's not a big amount.
可能去出街食飯，去俾貼士都可能有時會俾一兩磅添。
Maybe if you go out for a meal and you give some tips at the end of your meal, it would even be more than just £2.
財主明明俾咗好多錢嘅喎。
The rich person actually gave a lot of money.
但係喺耶穌好明白知道咧，呢個財主奉獻嘅咧，只不過係千萬家財嘅一小部分啫。
But God knows that what he gave was just a very very small part of his wealth.
而相對呢個窮寡婦所奉獻嘅係佢所有嘅。
Whereas actually in terms of for this poor widow, what she gave was everything she had.
所以佢得到耶穌基督嘅稱讚。
So God Jesus praised her.
耶穌基督佢唔單止冇將舊約嘅金錢奉獻呢個情況取消咗。
Jesus didn't take away this Christian tithing from the Old Testament.
亦都冇降低十一奉獻嘅要求。
And he didn't lower the standards.
反而設立咗個比十一奉獻更加高嘅標準。
But actually, he brought up the standards and he gave an even higher guideline.
佢鼓勵佢嗰啲作門徒嘅人。
He encouraged his disciples，
包括我哋所有跟隨耶穌嘅門徒一樣，
including all of us who follow him，
都要將自己擺上，
to give ourselves，
就好似耶穌基督去呼召人去跟從佢嘅時候嘅要求係一樣嘅。
So it is the same. If God calls you to follow him，
寡婦將佢自己完全擺上，
the widow gave everything that she had，
就係同耶穌基督去呼召門徒嘅要求是一致的。
It's the same as how Jesus called his disciples.
雖然在新約聖經裏面，我們看到保羅都沒有強人所難。
For example, in the New Testament, Paul didn't force this Christian tithing.
也沒有強硬的要求那些信徒要將自己所有的錢奉獻給主。
He also didn't insist that they give all that they have to God.
就以哥林多教會為例。
So for example, the Corinthians church.
保罗鼓励他们 去收集啲奉献。
Paul encouraged them to collect tithing.
他们 哋可以按照自己嘅感动咧，嚟到去回应耶路撒冷嘅肢体嘅需要。
They can give according to how they feel, how they attached to the needs of the people living in Jerusalem.
但我哋睇见呢个寡妇嘅榜样。
But we look at this example of the poor widow.
佢就算面对自己不足嘅时候
，Even as she faced her own not enough.
喺就算可能喺当中面对通货膨胀嘅增加嘅情况底下。
Even as we face inflation,
如果我们的人工没有加到
even though our salary did not increase,
其实在当中的通胀一路加的时候，相对我们收入其实一路减少的。
In the face of inflation, as it keeps increases, actually our salary would sort of be decreasing.
求主都帮助我们。
But may God help us,
去愿意奉献。
That we be willing to tithe,
哪怕是一两个小钱呢？
Not just 1 to 2 pounds,
其实十一奉献只不过去帮助我们去追求去毫无保留的态度来到去侍奉主的一个起步点。
Actually, Christian tithing is the attitude of not holding back, and it is the starting point for our love to God.
愿我们都一起去努力。
So may we all work hard together.
十一奉献在旧约的时代是神颁布的律法。
In the Old Testament, Christian tithing was what God put down as a regulation.
直到新約時代，耶穌基督我們救主同樣重視人的奉獻。
In the New Testament, it is the same thing. There is still some focus on this Christian tithing.
到底神在舊約的時候，他怎樣重視人的奉獻法呢？
But in the Old Testament, how did God look at this Christian tithing?
神為了幫助以色列人去明白奉獻的重要性。
In order to help the people understand the importance of tithing,
所以就透過先知瑪勒基去用嚴厲的責備。
Through the prophet Malachi, he prepared strict teachings.
亦都同樣用一個恩慈的勸勉的方式。
But on the other hand, he also had grace and encouragement.
嚟鼓勵以色列人去實踐奉獻。
To try to encourage people to tithe.
好讓他們能夠得到神的恩典。
So that they can receive God's blessing.
馬拉基書第三章第八節那裡講到以色列人他沒有將當立的十分一來到獻給神。
In Malachi, chapter 3 verse 8,
當中所立的十分一呢，其實是講緊利未，同樣是講緊利未記27:30所講的。
What was referred to in that, the 10% in there was from Leviticus chapter 27:30.
是，他们讲到说地上所有的，无论是地上种的种子或者是树上的果子。
Aside of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees belongs to the Lord, it is holy to the Lord.
十分之一是耶和华的。
10% belongs to the Lord.
是归给耶和华为圣的。
It is holy to the Lord.
凡牛群、羊群中一切从帐下经过的，都要是每逢第十只呢，都归给耶和华为圣。
Every tithe of the herd and flock, every tenth animal that passes under the shepherd's rod will be holy to the Lord.
另外在民数记18章有一次都提到十一奉献。
Also in Numbers chapter 18 verse 21,
凡以色列中所出产的十分一，
I give to the Levites all the tithe in Israel.
我已经赐给利未的子孙为业。
As their inheritance in return for the work they do while serving.
因为他们所办的是会幕的事。
For the work they do while serving at the tent of.
这些经文都清楚指出，十一奉献是以色列人当尽的基本的本分。
So from these verses, we see that tithing is a responsibility.
很可惜以色列人他没有经常的尽忠。
But the Israelites didn't follow instructions.
是没有将他们的收入的十分一来奉献给主。
They didn't give a tenth of their income.
依照神的责备临到他们身上。
And so God's punishment came upon them.
为了纠正以色列人的错失。
In order to correct their mistake.
使他们得着神所赐的恩典。
So that they can receive God's blessing.
就藉着一个很严厉的方式。
A very harsh way was used.
去指责他们不单止没有奉献。
To point out that not only did they not tithe,
他们还好像抢夺神的财物一样。
They were as it was as if they were stealing from God.
抢劫其实本身已经是不对的行为。
Stealing is wrong.
你有没有试过抢人的？没，我们都知道是不对的人，所以就没去抢人的，是吗？
Have you tried stealing from anyone? You know it's wrong, right? So you wouldn't steal.
除了见人的东西，尚且要接受审判、审讯和监禁。
On earth, if you steal, you have to go through trials and maybe even jail time.
何况那些抢夺神的财物的人呢？
What about if you steal from God?
所以神就要用一个比较严厉的方式来警告以色列人。
So God used a very strict way to warn the Israelites.
最近我收到TV licensing， 即是这个电视牌照管理局寄来的信件。
Recently, Ian received a letter from the TV licensing.
他很严重警告住户呢，每年是要给145英镑的年费。
The letter says very strictly that you have to pay £145 per year for the television.
给了钱呢，才可以合法去看电视。
Only after you have paid up can you legally watch television.
如果不是呢，就会是属于违法了。
Otherwise, you would have broken the law.
还要罚1000英镑。
And you could be fined up to £1,000.
他还说呢，每天平均可以捉到1000个违例的人。
The letter even warned that every day they would catch 1,000 people.
当时屋企仲未有电视。
At that time, we didn't have
电视机。
Yeah, we didn't have a television yet.
亦都冇喺互联网上面去睇电视节目。
And he didn't watch anything online.
所以我就觉得呢封警告信好无聊啊。
So he thought this letter was a bit meaningless.
咁我当然即系置之不理啦。
So he left it aside.
但如果我真的冇去俾年費嘅話咧
，But if he really didn't pay the television license，
我真係要驚嚇，即係可能俾人捉住啦。
Then
我擔心啦。
Then he should really worry. He would get caught.
各位弟兄姊妹，各位弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
如果你想去心安理得
，If we want to have peace in our hearts，
喺神嘅面前啊，喜樂平安度日。
To have joy in front of God，
其中一樣嘢我哋需要去履行奉獻。
One of the things we have to do is Christian faith.
去领受主的福气。
In order to receive God's blessing.
神好期望佢嘅百姓能够纠正呢啲嘅错误。
God hopes that His people will correct this mistake.
去正视十一奉献系佢哋要履行嘅责任。
To ensure that they know that Christian tithing is their responsibility.
所以除咗用比较严厉嘅手段之外
，So besides the very harsh methods，
亦都用一个慈爱嘅引导嘅方式嚟到去帮助佢嘅百姓。
He also uses love to try and help His people.
神用一个嘅形象去讲到话佢要敞开天上嘅窗户。
He uses this image of opening the windows of the heavens.
呢个唔系一个球场，所以佢唔系一个嘅自动嘅开关嘅顶。
This is not a sports stadium, so this roof cannot open automatically.
神用一个咁嘅形象就话：，呢个顶原来打开咗之后咧，神会用佢嘅福气咧，系倒落嚟啊，倒落我哋身上。
But there's this image that God gave us. The windows of the heavens were open, and the blessings were poured down from above.
好似喺洗手间，我哋系冲凉咁啊，即系开着个水喉，啲水系咁淋落我哋嗰个身上。
Just like if we were in the shower and we switch on the shower, the water would pour down on us.
大家有冇试过咧？水压唔够咧，就觉得一滴一滴咧好辛苦啊。
Have you ever tried being in a shower where the water pressure is not good enough and the water is like dripping?It's very difficult.
但如果佢够力嘅话咧，系咁淋落嚟嘅时候就好舒服啦。
But if there's enough pressure, there's good pressure, and it comes down, it's very comfortable.
神嘅恩典同样系咁丰足。
God's blessings is like this.
神去保证佢话俾以色列人听，佢唔会因为佢嘅奉献会影响佢生活嘅质素会下降。
God promises that you wouldn't because of your Christian spiritual life will not be affected based on this.
你的生活的指数不会因为奉献而有受到影响。
The quality of your life will not be affected because you do Christian tithing.
而且神保证他土地田产会继续的丰足。
God also guarantees that there will be harvest.
经文讲到他甚至以色列人他蒙福的消息是一定可以遍传天下。
And even the blessings of the Israelites will spread across the world.
万国都要称以色列人是喜乐之城。
Everybody will know that the Israelites are a happy nation.
以前呢，我在北美洲生活过一段几年的时间。
Pastor Ian lived in North America for a period of time before.
Yeah, a few years.
A few years.
我唔係好捨得去幫襯嗰啲餐館。
He didn't really want to go to those restaurants.
因為有侍應生嘅餐館咧。
Because in restaurants where there are waiters.
除咗要俾即係一般人一般基本就係要俾税之外啦，有要俾15%。
Besides having to pay for the government tax 15%,
仲有一個唔明文嘅規矩。
There is also an unwritten rule.
要俾10%嘅消費。
You have to give 10% as service charge.
如果唔俾嘅話咧
，If you don't give，
就有機會俾人白眼。就會俾人可能割
住。You will get some ugly looks.
是很 awkward 的，有時是真的很 awkward， 我見過真的覺得很緊要的。
Sometimes it's very uncomfortable.
在當中，有時我們為了面子。
Sometimes because of face.
雖然不是甘心情願。
Even though we are not very willing to.
但到一邊抱怨。
While we are complaining.
一邊給。
We still give.
在当中求主帮助我们。
So let may the Lord help us.
我们去尊重上帝。
That we can respect.
多过尊重这些父母生。
God more than we respect the
witness. 在申命记八章十八节那里这样说。
In Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18.
你要纪念耶和华你的神。
But remember the Lord your God.
因为你得资财的力量都是祂给你的。
For it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth.
神从来没有缺乏过什么。神从来没有缺乏。
God doesn't lack anything.
我们所有的智慧、能力、工作的机会都是神给我们的。
All our brains, our health, or anything, it's all given by God.
神想叫我们得着祂的福气。
God wants us to experience His blessings.
祂給我們有機會去表達對神的愛。
To give us a chance to show our love for God.
只要我們去願意實踐、履行奉獻。
As long as we are willing to tithe.
神又怎會不會？神又怎樣不會去將祂的福氣給我們呢？
Of course God will give us His blessing.
雖然我們都不會因為奉獻而變得，哇，個個變成有錢人。
Okay, we wouldn't become super rich because of Christian tithing.
Super rich 即係幾多錢咧？
So how much is super rich?
哇，好多錢啦，總之。
A lot of money 啦。
多過而家我有嘅十倍啦，可能。
Maybe more than 10 times more than what you have now.
一千倍、一萬倍。
100 times, 1,000 times.
所以我哋都未必係會大富大貴。
So maybe we will not become very rich.
係神會看顧佢所愛嘅人。
But God will take care of those He loves.
何況嗰啲愛佢嘅肢體咧？
Even more so, those who love him back.
有一位是一位母親。
There is a mother.
她是專職家庭主婦。
She is a housewife.
她負責處理家務、照顧兒女的工作等等。
So she is in charge of household expenses and taking care of her children.
她丈夫的收入不是很多。
Her husband's income is not great.
她自己都沒有收入。
She herself doesn't have any income.
她憑信心去奉獻。
So she dies based on faith.
在很緊張的家用裡面留一部分來奉獻。
So among her household expenses, which is already very tight, she leaves a part for Christian tithing.
佢一個體弱多病嘅細路。
She has a child who is very weak.
經常要睇醫生。
Always has to go and see the doctor.
當然都要俾醫生費啦。
So she will have to pay for doctor's fees.
但喺佢奉獻之後，佢嘅細路仔，即係佢個仔咧，佢嘅病痛減少咗。
But since she started tithing, her child didn't suffer so much.
佢睇少位醫生，慳翻嚟嘅診金。
He became healthy and didn't have to go and see the doctor so much. So she saved on doctor's fees.
嗰啲嘅慳翻嘅診金咧，就啱啱係佢奉獻嘅金額。
And what she saved is just nice, equal to what she died.
佢經歷到神嘅福氣。
So she received God's blessing.
其實喺我求學嘅時期咧，我就已經信咗主啦。
Actually, Pastor Ian.Accepted Christ when he was a student.
喺冇幾耐我就開始實踐奉獻。
So not long after that, he started to tithe.
即使我唔係好有錢。
Even though he wasn't rich.
但喺生活上都冇咩缺乏。
But he didn't have anything that he lacked in life.
大家都可能聽過我嘅分享。
Maybe you have heard this before.
我曾經有一段時間銀行户口剩翻100元。
There was a period of time where he only had £100 in his bank.
心裏邊好難過。
It didn't feel good.
但上帝看顧
，But God took care，
讓我一直冇缺欠
，So that we didn't lack anything。
一路奉獻，一路都有生活嘅豐足。
As he died, he also had enough for his life。
感謝主。
Give thanks.
神教導我們要實踐奉獻。
God teaches us that we need to tithe.
並不是因為我，先不是因為神缺乏什麼需要我們幫助。
Not because God lacks anything and needs our help.
完全是相反。
But all totally opposite.
爱我们的主期望我们透过奉献更多的经历到他心恩和厚爱。
God wants us that through tithing that we can experience His great love and amazing grace.
保罗以神的爱去鼓励信徒。保罗以神的爱去鼓励信徒。
Paul used God's love to encourage his disciples.
奉献不是单单奉献金钱。
Tithing is not just monetary.
更加需要奉献我们的生命。
But also our lives.
所以在刚才我读到的经文罗马书十二章第一节那里讲到。
So in Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Holy and pleasing to God, this is your spiritual act of worship.
神给我们的供应实在远超过我们的金钱的收入。
What God gives us is much more than what we have received via income.
因为我们可以有美好的生活的环境。
Because we can have a nice environment.
我们家人，我们肢体，教会，有空气，有阳光，有干净的水源，这些都是神给我们的恩典。
Our family, our brothers and sisters, church, the air, oxygen, sunshine, clean water, these are everything that God gave us.
所以无论从什么角度去看都好。
So no matter from which angle we look at things,
十奉献是我们实践奉献真理的起步点。
Christian tithing is really the starting point.
愿我们都一起去努力。
May we work hard together.
让福音家成为一间人人都乐于奉献的教会。
So that our church can be a church where everybody willingly dies.
让我们一起来到安静，低头。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
亲爱主，多谢你爱我们。
Dear Lord, we give thanks that you love us.
你给我们各样的恩典和福气。
You give us so many blessings and
求你帮助我们。
Pray that you help us
去回应你的爱。
To respond to your love.
去在金钱的奉献上面更加的忠心。
So that we can be faithful in our tithing.
好让我们去经历你的心恩厚爱。
That we can experience your grace and blessings.
求你赐福给我们。
Pray that you bless us.
多谢主。
We give thanks.
奉基督耶稣的名祈祷。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.